Hello and welcome to the third episode of Evolution of Solutions, a podcast brought to you by The Better India in association with Accenture. I'm your host, Chavi Sachdev, and in this series, I talk to experts about new technologies and how they play a fundamental role in creating a better tomorrow. In this episode, we're taking a closer look at robotics, its evolution as a technology, and how it can build a sustainable future, from applications across the board in healthcare and defense to mapping and fixing those sewage lines far beneath our cities. My first guest, Aseem Bhalerao's company, does exactly this.
My name is Aseem Bhalerao. I'm one of the founders of Fluid Robotics, a startup based in Pune. And we've been developing advanced solutions for wastewater surveillance, helping cities better manage their wastewater infrastructure, helping reduce water pollution.
And my second guest, Aditi Prasad, also works in robotics, but as an enabler.
I'm Aditi Prasad. I'm the COO of Robotics Learning Solutions and the co-founder of Indian Girls Code. At Robotics Learning Solutions, we create education programs, STEM, robotics, AI, everything tech-related for kids across India. We do this through in-school programs as well as after-school programs. And we have also started manufacturing our own robotic educational coding toys for kids.
Before we go any further, let's get Aseem to explain what constitutes robotics.
So a robot is just a machine, you know, with software that's helping it make certain decisions based on some logic that's programmed into it.
So are drones robots? Can a vacuum cleaner be a robot? What about toys? Turns out, yes.
It's a combination of three things. So you have a mechanical system. You know, it's could be a vehicle, it could be an arm, it could be, you know, any chassis, any frame. It's got electronics built into it. And the electronics, you know, could be in the form of actuators. So you have your motors, whether it's driving a car or helping, you know, the joints of an arm move. And then you have other electronic components like your computer, sensors, etc. And then the third thing is your software.
So yes, most drones count as advanced robotics equipment. You probably know that robots are used extensively in the military in surveillance. When I think of these kinds of robots, I think of crab-shaped metal bodies crawling through the sand, or tiny metallic bees flying into hostile territory to map the location of mines. Yes, I watch a lot of sci-fi and war movies. But the applications extend far beyond that.
If you look at robotics across the board, majority of the applications come under assembly line automation. So your car manufacturing and other applications inside of large factories, industries. That's where the biggest application is.
Warehouse automation is getting to be a big thing in India. And globally, it's healthcare that has become a burgeoning field for robot applications. Before he started Fluid Robotics, Aseem worked for a company that manufactured and designed surgical robots.
So these were robots that would assist a surgeon and help with performing laparoscopic surgeries and made performing surgeries super easy.
In hospitals, there are robots that can go in and disinfect rooms or deliver food and medicines. And it can go beyond that, as Aditi points out, to companionship.
One thing that we've kind of seen out there is a lot of social robots for the elderly, a lot of companionship robots. There was a robot called Paro, which is like a seal.
Paro is a Japanese therapeutic robot shaped like a soft white baby seal that responds to petting and voice. There are others shaped like cats and dogs. And there are even robots for kids to help them learn new responses to stress and fear, like the Phobot. I think one of my favorite applications is in conservation in Africa, where drones are being used to track down poachers in game reserves. Aseem says robots and drones can also help map natural resources, like water reserves, as well as where they're polluted.
So drone applications in agriculture are starting to pick up. We've done some projects around that as well. We may have been one of the first couple of companies to have used drone technology and artificial intelligence in helping irrigation departments better understand crop patterns. So that's one application that I think will pick up more rapidly.
It's a no-brainer. Exactly, because you don't really want humans involved. For instance, one of the biggest pluses for Aseem's company is this. Robots are accurate and efficient, but also they're machines, immune to the noxious gases and sludge that you'd expect to find in a sewage pipe. As Aditi says,
I think that's again a socially responsible use of technology, is when you can save more lives by just enabling robots to do that work.
Both Aditi and Aseem told me that the field has a long way to go in India in terms of applications, as well as deployment and acceptance.
The biggest sort of reaction when discussing robotics is, how many jobs are we going to lose? And, the example of spreadsheets, when that technology first came up, people thought it's going to replace humans that are, manually entering data into logbooks. Right, but what it actually did, what is it enabled people to do a better, more efficient job, and that's what robots are doing and are going to continue doing. It's never going to really replace humans. It's just going to free up humans from mundane tasks.
Aseem also points out that because it's so nascent, there is a shortage of skilled coders and robotics engineers. Aditi is looking to fix that. Since 2014, they've touched the lives of 15 to 20,000 girls. They start teaching girls to code and build robots in third standard. And soon, that first batch is going to reach university. And their focus is on solving real-world problems.
We have a program called Destination Zero Carbon. So we talk about fuel-efficient cars. So they made like a Batmobile that was, environmentally friendly. So they use their own little inspirations, but at the end of the day, again, very socially responsible ideas that they are taking with their own passion and kind of integrating that, which is what we really want them to get excited about.
In the last 10 years, sensors have become cheaper and more accurate. The hardware has become smaller and the software has become open source.
So when you look at Raspberry Pi, when you look at Arduino, these are all open source. And that's really, when they came into play, that really changed the whole dynamics of even just robotics in terms of the education system. And that allowed us to get to where we are today. And even with our product, it's Arduino enabled. So, children can take a FIRO and tinker around with Arduino, use Pocket Code, which is like an app that enables Bluetooth, and they can do, really the world is their oyster.
In 10 more years, the entire scenario will have changed even further.
Whether it's healthcare, whether it's for disabilities, whether it's for, the elderly aged population, I think there's a lot of opportunity, but we're still not even at the, we're just at the very, very beginning of innovation in these fields. And that's where we kind of want to come in and start getting children to think about these social issues very early. And when you give them access to these skills, can they, 10 years from now, create that kind of disruption in these fields that will, make lives better?
And that's the kind of vision we love. If you'd like to know more about such technology, do check out our website, thebetterindia.com/evolutionofsolutions, where you can also listen to our previous episodes. Join me next time as we look at the fascinating world of virtual reality and augmented reality on the Evolution of Solutions podcast. Until then, think on this. In the short story, Robot Visions, Isaac Asimov wrote, "In a properly automated and educated world, then, machines may prove to be the true humanizing influence. It may be that machines will do the work that makes life possible, and that human beings will do all the other things that make life pleasant and worthwhile."